Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, you had a chance to go to one of my favorite wine events every year. It's the Maryland Winter Wine Event down at the B&O station where Maryland's best wines are poured. A couple weeks ago, you talked about the whites. Let me hear about the reds.
Sure. You know, I enjoyed this event. I haven't been able to go the last several years, and so you've gone. And this year, we kind of reversed things. You were not available, and my schedule worked out. It had been a while since I'd actually gone through this, and I was incredibly impressed with the overall quality across the board. On the whites, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, one of the notes that really sort of presented itself to me was that the successes seem to be coming from your non-traditional varietals. And by that, I mean not Chardonnay.
Right.
Albarino, Viognier, Grüner Veltliner. On the reds, on the other hand, I'm not seeing so much an alternative approach to the wine or to the grapes that are being selected. But here are the ones that really stood out to me. From a producer that I, frankly, was unfamiliar with, although I think you know quite well, Big Cork Vineyards in Washington County, they have a delightful 2013 Malbec that's going to sell for around $35. This was full-bodied, well-layered, well-structured. It did not strike me as being one of the ubiquitous, South American Malbecs. This was a wine with some character that I really enjoyed. I actually thought pretty impressed with these guys as a producer overall. There's another one that I had never heard of before. This is a winery called Thanksgiving Farm, and they're in Anne Arundel County. And they had a Reserve Meritage, which obviously is a blend. This is, I think, on the more reasonable side for this kind of a wine. It was a 2012 and sells for about $28. Again, I thought this was well-structured. The fruit, while being forward, wasn't a fruit bomb by any stretch of the imagination. So I thought the wine had some really nice elegance. I was impressed with it. One that really surprised me was this thing called Fifth Anniversary Red from the Port of Leonardtown Winery. This is a blend of a whole bunch of different varietals. It's non-vintage. It sells for about $18. What a terrific value for just a great drinker. I mean, it has enough character to keep your interest, certainly isn't going to break the bank, and yet at the same time, there was a lot of character going on. I happen to think that in some instances, blends may be the way of the future
for a lot of
Maryland wines.
Absolutely.
So that was one that I thoroughly enjoyed. Sugarloaf Mountain, Montgomery County, really nice presentation of a 2012 Cab Franc. I happen to think Cab Franc may be a way that this area wants to go in terms
Absolutely.
Of red wines. I liked that one. Our friends at Bordy had a lovely Merlot for about $37 from the 2013 vintage. And Black Ankle, who has always been one of the better producers in the state, had a really interesting red called Phylite, Phyllite. It's a little on the pricey side at about $50 a bottle, and I'm not even sure that there's any left of this to be had, but they were pouring it at this event, and so I thought, this is really good. I should give it a mention. So
there
you have it. That's what I liked.
I tell you, there's so many really good wines being made in Maryland today, and I think you touched on a lot of them.
Well, it was my pleasure to do so.
Glad you went. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.